Anthony F. here, Pantherware Business Podcast. We're still warming up to Anchor, so forgive us for any mistakes. But we're having fun. Yesterday we had a conversation with a promoter from Miami. That was cool. Still got online a list for a lot of other people. They want to talk about music business. And apparently there's a lot of business and news regarding music lately. Timing is perfect. Thank you, everybody out there, for making business news, music business news. So the latest has been bubbling up for a while. It's Tidal. So how was Tidal in this situation where people were claiming that they're falsifying their streams? People are claiming that they are paying their royalties to the artists late, or they're withholding them and then giving them bulk. How's that happening? Do we know much about Tidal? Tidal was a foreign entity. I don't think wholly purchased by Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z and others have purchased it. But of course, you're going to get the slant of Jay-Z is controlling, is pulling the strings on every aspect of the Tidal business, which I doubt he's doing since he just got into that side of the business. More than likely, he sat down with everybody and said, hey, you're already doing what you're doing, just keep doing it. That would make more sense. If you acquire a business that's already running, you add your ideas to it. But for the most part, the wheel's already spinning. Keep the wheel spinning. So the other thing, though, about titles that sources say that they are funded also. So we know how that goes in Silicon Valley. If you're not really making a profit, but you're getting funding from venture capitalists, that's where the money is going or coming from. So if this is true, then it makes sense that the royalties are not getting paid regularly, but the royalties are probably getting paid as the funding comes in. Now, also, there's allegations of falsifying records, like Kanye's album is getting supposed to have a lot of streams, but there's only a certain amount of subscribers. So they say it's impossible for that to happen. But human nature, if you like an album, you'll play it all day long. So one person could play one album all day long. If there's 5 million listeners who happen to love Kanye, you have 5 million people playing his album all day long. So I don't get that allegation. Grabbing straws there. But Tidal is in trouble, but it sounds like it's a Silicon Valley trouble. Even though they're not over there, they are still a tech music entertainment business. And because they get funding, allegedly, you can lump them in with the rest of Silicon Valley and their precarious use of funding money. If they're not making any money, they're using their funding money. They're burning through it. What is their burn rate? Probably not good enough. Not good enough, according to the troubles they're having. But how does that affect the artist? Well, if you are the artist, expect your royalties to be very late. Extremely late, if even existent. Also, should you even waste your time promoting Tidal? Good question. I use DistroKid. We'll talk about DistroKid soon. Is there so much business happening? I haven't had a chance to start with my outline, amazingly. But DistroKid does send to Tidal as well as other places. Is it worth it? You know? Of course, well, you know, you want to throw the spaghetti up against the wall, see what sticks. So, of course, you're going to go to Tidal also. It's free with the package. Same as iHeartRadio. It's free with the package. But are you going to make any money off of them as they lose money? That's the question. Tidal has, I believe, 5 million users. Okay, well, yeah, that's a market, you know. So as long as the wheels haven't fallen off yet, you still promote Tidal along with the rest of your promotion. because there's people that listen to Tidal because they want high quality music, and amazingly, your music has made it there. So you continue to promote Tidal also. I would. I wouldn't put the whole bank in there, but I would, because Tidal has a name. And now, and also with Jay-Z attached to it, if your music leans to that genre, you can still get a good following. You can still make some money. Will you get it on time? Well, that's another question. So it's totally up to you. You weigh the facts. You weigh the numbers. And then you decide. Don't let anybody else decide for you. It's up to you. But don't put all your eggs in one basket either. That'd be a bad idea. So, yep, that's it for now. Expect more as music come along. I will eventually get to my outline about distributions, online distributions, labels, and things like that, and what you should choose, as well as music and programs and DAWs, digital audio workstations, all of that. In line. Anthony F., Pamphlet Rare Music Biz. Thanks.